Australian war veterans injured during their service hope it will soon be easier to claim compensation. They say the current process is too complicated and that proving disabilities has become a battle in itself. A Senate inquiry is currently examining the process, as Jenny Henderson reports.
They're home again, these young Australians, home from war, and they march with honour through the streets of Sydney.
Among the thousands wounded during the Vietnam War were Max Livingstone and Barry Rogers.
Casualties have been few, most caused by booby traps that the Viet Cong leave behind.
Today they bear the scars of their injuries and ongoing health problems. They're also volunteers helping other veterans to access compensation for injuries incurred during their service. Both veterans say the current compensation rules aren't good enough.
The old Compensation Act of years ago that everybody used to work under, that act there was a sort of a rip-off.
Sometimes you'll hear Max in here and he's just received a reply from the board with a refusal or another obstacle in the way. We can't say the words that Max uses, but you'll be sitting out there and you'll hear Max from in here what he thinks of their reply, where they've just denied him access to any compensation or pension.
Max Livingstone says the definition of a disability and the criteria for compensation are too narrow.
Because they don't fit into this frame, they're completely discarded.
It's their definition, and you have to fight tooth and nail to disprove that.
They both say the process for applying for compensation is flawed.
They also seem to have made it a lot harder.
When they come home, they're wounded, they're sick, they're sorry. They've got to put a claim in, and they come up and they're faced with this another wall of paperwork they've got to do, you know. Doctors have got to go and see. And it's very, very frustrating. And because of the time it takes to gather all this paperwork together and it comes back, these people get really cheesed off. And in the end, they just throw their hands up there, they say, forget it. You know, what's the use of it? What's the good of it, you know? And a lot of times, these guys was out of pocket. You've got two hopes, Buckley's and none.
By the end of the year, at least 1,000 Australian troops will be returning from Afghanistan. Both men say these latest veterans will face similar problems.
Young guys now that are just leaving the services. Max has had a couple of cases here with young people that have been injured in the country, and they're struggling to get any sort of compensation or any sort of disability pensions, because one particular guy that Max has seen, he's really crippled up. Yeah. And Max has had to fight tooth and nail to get something for him. It's happening to everyone, you know. And then you're going to have all these guys from Afghanistan that come back. It's all going to start again for Max when they're all getting a little bit older and their injuries and that are going to, you know, manifest themselves and they need some sort of assistance.
We've got people coming out and they're completely blank. They don't even know what they're entitled to, because they're not being told. There's not enough people in there qualified to tell them, I don't think. And these kids come out and they're just left with nothing. A couple of these kids of mine have got that many bills and that many accounts they've got to pay through injuries they received whilst in the service, and instead of being picked up like they're supposed to be, the compensation only covers them for so far, then it stops. You know, it's truth. If that's not looking after, that's definitely not looking after your service personnel.
Vietnam War veteran Max Livingstone.